Okay, let's get into Beitz, Daf Tezayin, Yerushalmi, and we're in the sugyas of Borer, We spoke last time about Ochel Mitoch Ochel, Chizkiyo, and Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get into Tani. Tani, Borerin, Vlo Tochnim, Vlo Meraktin. The Brisa says, this is a from the, also quoted in Masechta Shabbos, there's no, you can't be Borer, you can't be Tochen, grind, and you can't be Meraktin, you can't sift. Can't do that on Shabbos. Habor v'atochin amarakid b'Shabbos niskal. And if you did that on Shabbos, as nisa daraisa skilu b'yomtiv. So because Arbaam and on Yantiv, there's Malkus, as we know, the Isra Malach of Yantiv is not Misa, but it's Malkus. So the Brisa says that it's usher to do. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We just said that there's heterim for Borer and Yadav, isn't it? Malachas Ochal Nefesh v'ataninan. Borer kedarko b'cheiko b'tamchui. Didn't our Mishnah quote Beis Hillel? Right, and Beis Hillel says that you can be borer kedarko. Kedarko, remember, means even psoles mitoch ochel becheiko ubetamchui. Right, that not with a certain type of a strong separating instrument, because that might be uvdin dechol. So how could this brisa say that there's an issa daraisa? Doesn't the Mishnah say mutar? So, and we'd rather not say that brisa is beishamai shita. Right, look at the sefer charedim. V'leka lemeimar de brisa de ein boerin beishamai. You'd rather not say a stam tosefta or a stam brisa is beishamai. So beishamai b'makom beis hillel in a Mishnah, because beishamai b'makom beis hillel is in a Mishnah, which means that it's not even considered a rejected shita that you could rely on b'shas adchak, like sometimes the Gemara says, k'day Rav Shimon l'smach ala b'shas adchak. That b'shas adchak, you could rely on certain shitas, that are shitas t'chus that we don't paskin like. No, b'shama is totally rejected. You can't rely on him even b'shas adchak. As we've discussed in the past, why b'shama shita is a more rejected shita than any of the other shitas t'chuyos. Maybe because it was a bas kol against it, like halacha kebeis hillel. But so we'd rather not say that brisa is beishamai. So again, back to the question: how could the brisa say that it's aser d'oraisa to do borer tochen and merakein on Shabbos and Yantif? On Shabbos, fine. Yantif, ama Rebbe Chanina antiniya to Rebbe Gamlieli. Maybe the brisa is reflecting Rebbe Gamliel shita. What Rebbe Gamliel Shita? The Mefarshim, Rebbe Gamliel here explains, Rebbe Gamliel thinks that this is Beis Hillel Shita, that there's no machlokas between Bisham and Beis Hillel regarding this. Rebbe Gamliel, what was Rebbe Gamliel? He was the last line of our Mishnah. Rebbe Gamliel, Amar af mediach v'shola. Rebbe Gamliel said, what are you allowed to do on Yantif? You're allowed to soak the legumes, put them in water, and let the refuse, let the psolus go up to the top. So you're not even actually doing a maisa brera. That's the only thing that's mutter on Yantif. Right? That's our Gamliel. So again, regular borer is not allowed. Look at the carbon eita. The sover de la fligo beishama beisola bebrera. Right? He holds that there's no machlokas between beisola regarding brera. And therefore, that's how we answer the question. The Bryce is reflecting Rebbe Gamliel's shita of what Beis Hillel, holds. Says the Rabbi, wait a minute. V'atani, didn't we also learn, shal beis Rebbe Gamliel, we learned, in the Tosefta, and we'll have it later on also, shal beis Rebbe Gamliel ha'yishochakin pilpul in berichayim shalen. Rebbe Gamliel used to grind things on Yantif. So what do you mean, grind things on Yantif? But if we're saying that the way to understand Rebbe Gamliel in our Mishnah is that that's the only borer that's mutter, right? You could soak it and have the things go up to the top. You can't do the Maisa Breira. So, but he says, Tochein is Mutter. So, Mutter Litchom Vasu Lavur, is there any svara to say that there's a difference between Tochein and Borer? Right? Tochein is going to be Mutter and Borer is going to be Usser? Right? We're assuming they're in the same category. They're Melechas Ochol Nefesh, that sometimes could have been done beforehand. So, you're going to be Mechalik between the two? Answer, no. Amar Biosi Barbun, Lohutra Tchina Kedarka. No, when it says Tochen is Mutter, this Shal Beis Rebbe Gamliel, it doesn't mean Kedarka. It means with a Shinui. It means with a Shinui. And if it's with a Shinui, as we said in the Mishnah earlier, do with a Shinui, use a different pestle and do with a different type of grinding. So that's what's Mutter. Right, and therefore both Tochen and Borer in the normal way is Usser on Yantif. It's not included in the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, according to Rebbe Gamliel. But you let it do it in an unusual way. Right, and that's what the Recommendator says. Lohidir Rebbe Gamliel lishchok el shalok kedarka that tchina bereichaim shalahem Rebbe Gamliel lo avit tchina kedarka. Good. Stop there for a minute. So the brisa here quoted that we know if we do an isser these Isurim, Abara Tochim Rakit, on Shabbos, Deskila, and Yantav Sofik Azarbam. So let's make a comment both about the first line and about the second line. So Shabbos is an Isur of Skila. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you remember, in the Hakdama to Hilchas Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah discusses about the uniqueness of Hilchas Shabbos. And again, he doesn't have a Hakdama to many simanim or many areas of halacha, but the Mishnah Berurah has hakdama to all of halacha, all of Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, and he has a hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos. So if you look, let me just find the hakdama. Open up here. Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah starts off by talking about the importance. Kasa b'Torah is Achar Yom Shabbos Lakacho. Sheis Yom Tavod talks about Shabbos, and then he talks about the centrality of learning Hilchos Shabbos, and he says you can love Shabbos all you want, but if you don't study Hilchos Shabbos, then you're not gonna be able to keep it. And he says 3 points. The point that we have here is only one of the 3 points. What reflects the chumrah nature of Shabbos? Number one, he mentions the punishment. Reis chomer ha'avon sheish beisur chilul Shabbos. Dalo yadua the yesh kama chelke on shemal avonos. Even though when it comes to assays, there are different levels. There are no different levels of assays, right? That's it says, hosi b'mitzvah, patam b'mitzvah, and enata yodea matan tzcharin shel mitzvahs. That's all by assays. But by los assays, there are obviously different levels, right? We know the principle of hakal. If somebody has to do an aveira, he should do a lower level of aveira. So this says the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh kama chelke onshem alavonos. Yesh inyanim shaksha adam over alayen hurak yisra asei belvat. There are some things that if a person violates, it's just an iser asay, lowest level. Chomer mizeh ha'avonos sheish aleim iser lav, and others have an iser lav. Chomer mizeh avonos sheish b'mitzvah b'dei shamayim. Chomer mizeh avonos sheish aleim kares. Chomer mizeh sheish aleim mitzvah b'dei adam. Chenek, and then hereg, and then sreifa, and lamala mikulam, skila. Kihi achamura shebemisos. Not that, aleh, not that the skila was ever inflicted too often and implemented too often. No, right? The Mishnah at the end of the first Berak of Makkos, it was hardly ever. And how many times would you have somebody who is warned and witnessed, and he knows there are two witnesses there, and he says, I'm an askin aniosa. Very unusual. But the category of Aveira is reflective of its stringency. So number one, you recognize what's the uniqueness of Shabbos Skila, and that's what our Gemara says right here. So that reflects its chumrah nature. The Mishnah Berurah does quote two other points there. Number two is in the area of being a mumar. By all other aveiras besides avodah zarah, kaimalan we hold. If somebody's a mumar, he's a heretic. He rejects shatnez. He rejects basar b'chalav. Eino mumar l'chol haTorah. He's not called a heretic for kol haTorah kula. The ilu be'isur Shabbos kaimalon. And regarding Hilchos Shabbos, shin pehei, right? Hilchos Erev. De'im hufkar etzlo isur Shabbos, v'over alav kama pavim b'farhesya. He's a machal Shabbos b'farhesya. Hu mumar l'chol haTorah kula. And regarding making Erev and Shituf, he's like a guy. Ka'ovi kochav amamish. V'im hu darim Yisrael b'rishus echad tzorach liskar men rishus. You have to rent rishus from him, like from a guy. K'mo mo'dar ovi kachavim. We know there's a concept of bittul rishus. That's with a Jew. But tzchirish with a guy. V'im shachat af she'is Yisrael acher omer alav v'rosh ha'shachat gedin and by shchita. If he shechs an animal, it's shchitas nevela. Right? He's not a bar zvicha. Unbelievable. But that is, when is somebody called a mumar l'chol haTorah kula? Only by avodah zarah and by Shabbos. That's it. So again, that reflects its stringent nature. Number one, skila. Number two, the area of mumar. And number three is where he talks about the more nistar idea that he quotes and many quote. Again, it's based on the Gemara and Sechas Makkos a little bit also. The 248 mitzvahs asay and the 365 los asay. Remember, 365 is connected to another limb in another day of the year. 248 are the limbs in our body. Just like by the limbs, nimsa evarim shonim, there are different types of limbs. Yesh she'ein hanashama tuliyah bahen. Some You don't need to live. They're important. But you don't need to live. Kamo hayad v'haregel v'chadome. Da'avim yechzeru, even if it's missing, afsha hehefsid hu rav ma'od ma'od, even though the hefsid is huge, afalpike nikra rak b'shem balmum. But a person will be a balmum if they don't have a finger. V'yesh sha'al yedei chisron osav, enu yachalich yosav p'nei teva. But sometimes if there are chisronos, there are some chisronos that you can't live. You don't have a head. You don't have a heart. Sheshamu makar chayim. Kenu inyani mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim. It's the same thing regarding mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. Shalem gankeng siv. It says, Aishayasa adam v'chai bohem. V'nemer kiyucha yecha v'rach yavecha. Mitzvahs are our life. V'yopsukim harbe kohena hamorim lanu ki ikir chayi hanefesh olam haba. Many psukim that reflect that the ikr, life, tali b'kiyam ha-Torah, is tali on the Torah. Yesh mitzvahs, shefilun pasha adam avar aleim, some mitzvahs that even if we don't do, I'm still a ben olam haba, I'm gonna be a balmum, which is a gnai gadol in the future, but I'm still gonna get there. But then he skipped a few lines, he says some mitzvahs that if we don't have that mitzvah, it's not that we're gonna be a balmum, that we won't be able to live. Won't be able to live. Okamosha to Omrim, he says, V'chaya olat v'sochenu, v'chulu. Find the line. V'yeshin yanim shem kineged harosh v'halev shem ikir chiyas nefesh hakadusha. Kmo emuna b'shem u'besaraso. V'in yishmir shabbos du gamkin yusod ho'emuna. Dem yechzer lo en yanim ha'heim, k'far nistalik kol ikir chiyas minafsho hakadusha. Oy. Ukshu chai ba'olam azehu rachai rak b'nefesh v'heimish shalo. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first half of the line here in the Gemara, that Boratam Rachi B'Shabbes Skila Yantif gets Malkus. What's so significant about Yantif and the Malkus of Yantif? So that is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, and that is Tosfos. Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Sama Gimel. Tosfos wonders. That sugi over there in Sanhedrin is about lav shebeklalos, right? The context of the Gemara is lo sochlo al adam, right? Lo sochlo al adam includes a lot. Lo sochlo al adam, the Gemara says, you can't eat from an animal before it dies, and you can't eat the meat of a karban while the blood is, before the blood is rikas adam. Bezdin cannot eat on the day that they put somebody to death, lo sochlo al adam. Right, many different answers. There's a Gemara inside Ashar Le'elis Betzor Emora. The Gemara Brachas Daf Yud in the Bavli says maybe you can't eat before davening based on L'sochol Al Adam. So L'sochol Al Adam is Lav Shebeklalos, a Lav that includes a lot, many things, and we know that a Lav Shebeklalos ain't Loken Alav. We pass you don't get Malkus for a Lav Shebeklalos because it is not Dumya de Lav de Chasima. It's not similar to the lav of muzzling, right? The source of Malkus in Parshas Kisetse. Lo sachsom shor bedisho is right next to arbam yakenu. So you only get Malkus for dumya de lav de chasima. It has to be a lav sheish b'maisa. It can't be a lav shebeklalos. It can't be a lav shenidag la'asei. It can't be a lav shenidag la'asei. This is Bezdin. So Tosfos there in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel says, so a lav shebeklalos you don't get Malkus for? What about Yantif? Yantif, it's lo sasek malacha. Why isn't Yantif Komalecha Zavoda Lo Sasu? Why isn't that a Lashav Klalus? And therefore, you shouldn't get Malkus. Right? What does our Gemara say? You get Malkus. So is Rabbam. You get Malkus for Malacha on Yantif. That's Tosfos as Kasha. Sanhedrin Sama Gimel Amid Aleph. As Tosfos. V'iyav the Bavinav Shalom Machayev V'chulu. So he says towards the. I'm looking at the wrong Tosfos here. The bottom Tosfos over here says Tosfos. He quotes the Gemara in Beitza. Hamavashal get an alshe biyantiv loke chamish v'chaminai hamavashal biyantiv lo chashvira lo alshe beklalos. Why isn't this alshe beklalos? A lav that includes many different isurim, and therefore you shouldn't get malchus. Dichsiv kamalecha zavod lo sasu kimo lo sa of dame dahacha. Like it says lo sa of dame, a certain type of avodazara. That's alshe beklalos. Dahasam mifarish tvei. No, by yantiv it's more explicit. Dichsiv avoda dimishtama. Called Malacha Shehi Avoda. No, when it says Malacha Zavoda, says the Tosfos Achidish, it's as if the Tosfos says, the Torah says, fill in the blank. When it says Malacha Zavoda Lo Sasu, it's either the Torah says, don't grind, and don't draw this. All the Malachas, it's Ki'ilu, it's as if it says it. That's not a Lashon B'Klalos. Lashon B'Klalos includes many different. So here, it's the Mishnama, called Malacha. It's fill in the blank, it's as if the Torah says it. That's one answer of Lav Shebeklalos. The Ramban asks the same question in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Ramban gives a different answer. He says, it's all Shem Echad. Right? Lav shebeklalos is when you have five very different isurim, totally different isurim. Not eating blood, and best not eating on the day to put somebody to death, and not eating before davening. That's lav shebeklalos. But here, it's all one shame. Isur malacha on yantiv is one shame. That's the machlokas, Tosfos and the Ramban, about lav shebeklalos. There's a lot there, but nafkaminas between them, but we'll leave that for now. So again, that's some one thought on the line of niskal, and one thought on the line of sofik and sarabam. So now we continue. Says the Gemara, crucial line. This is quoted by all the Rishonim, the following Gemara. Says the Gemara, minayin shein borin v'lo tochen emel marachdin. How do you know there's an isser, a bor tochen marachid, an isser? We just said this is only Rabbi Gamliel said there's usser. This Gemara sounds like it's in general. How do you know there's an isser? Meaning, how do you know there's a limit on the heter of ochal nefesh? This sounds like, it's going to quote a pasuk, it sounds like it's a din daraisa. Right against that Rambam. The Rambam says, remember, all limits on heter ochal nefesh are durabanan. Mi daraisa, you can do anything. So this Gemara pashto sounds against that Rambam. But again, it could be a machlokas bavli and Yerushalmi. Right, Rav Acha. So what's the answer? Rav Acha, b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish. Kol malacha lo ye'asa bahem. Do not do any malacha on yantif. Should not be done. That it's right next to ushmartem esa matzas. Right, ushmartem, guard the matzah. When do you have to guard the matzah by? From the second that the water is added. So ushmartem esa matzas is an allusion to the malacha of kneading, of lisha. So that's when the Gemara darshins that this iser malacha is connected to Lisha, so only mi Lisha ve'elach, after the kneading, so that's what's mutter, mishum ochal nefesh. But before that is not mutter. So that's what let's just do one more line. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi boy, klum lamdu latashal el mikan, one second. If you look at the whole pasuk, the pasuk says, kol malacha lo ye'asa bahem, that's the iser, and then the pasuk continues with the heter of ochal nefesh, acha she'yachal ochal nefesh, ulevado ye'asa lachem. And then it talks about ushmartem es ha-matzos. So ushmartem es ha-matzos is close to the heter of ochal nefesh, not to the iser malacha. So how could you darshan the ushmartem connected to the iser malacha? So Rabbi Yosef basically says the same thing, but just modifies the limud. Rabbi Yosef lo amar kein. El Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'aseh lachem, ad ushmartem es ha-matzos. Right, meaning limit the limud is from limiting the heter, not from expanding the iser. Right, it's hu levado ye'aseh lachem, it's mutter, what's mutter? Shmartem es ha-matzos m'lisha ve'elach. Right, that's basically the same idea, but it's just a different way of learning. This Yerushalmi is quoted by Tosfos in the beginning of Beitza on Daf Gimel, where Tosfos discusses the heter of ochal nefesh there. And Tosfos, towards the end of this big Tosfos, Tosfos quotes the issue of, right, what the Rishonim struggle with. Why are there limitations on what you're allowed to do if it's mutter, ochal nefesh is mutter? Right, so we've had, maybe if you could have done it before Yantif or not, that's what Rashi sees it on the Raisa level. Tosfos there, Daf Chaf Gimel, and also Tosfos here, Daf Gimel, argues. Tosfos says, no. No, that's only a chilek within machshirei ochal nefesh. But ochal nefesh itself, there's no difference. Alma, Tosfos says, dafta b'machshirin. Again, I'm reading from Tosfos Daf Gimel, it's also Chav Gimel. Yish chilek bein efshar lasos me'er v'yanta bein e'efshar. Ava b'ochal nefesh kuli alma modu. Tafilu efshar lasos me'er v'yantif, mutu lasos me'yantif. Right, so, v'yesh omrin, delakachin, sa'ad Hashem yosu dogum t'meyim, maybe it's a gzera. But then Tosfos quotes, Rav Nisanel, mishinon, to be Yerushalmi, on a derbaisa level, it sounds like there's a limit. Yesh asher yachal chol nefesh v'samach leish, v'adav v'samatzis, osa melachos, shemishimur ve'elach, heimutaros. Right, our Gemara, that the Tosfos quotes, the guard the matzahs, meaning melachos that are from the guarding, which are, the hainu, milisha ve'elach. Right, that's Tosfos. Avol shar melachos demikodem lakach asurin. But any malachas before that are asur. And then he quotes the next line of Yerushalmi, which we will see soon. If you look in the Ritva in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Daled quotes this also, but he has a svara. He has a certain definition. Like what's the svara? Why is it milisha ve'elach? Why only the later malachas are mutter and not the earlier malachas? So says the Ritva. Again, I think it's also in the Me'iri there on Daf Gimel and Beisa. He says, Uborer asur biyantif im ladas Talmud Eretz Yisrael asur min haTorah. Right, the Ritva calls Yerushalmi, Zasud HaRaisa. Again, the Bavli might not say this. Yerushalmi, why? Why only Milisha Ve'elach? Here's his beautiful Lashon. Shlo Hitira Torah Melechas B'yantif Ela melachos shebabayis. Ava melachos shebesade. Kegon kotzer uborer lo. Earlier malachas are not considered food preparation malachas. They're considered field malachas. Any malacha that's usually done in the field, that's not included in the heter of ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh means kitchen work. Kitchen work is mutter on yantif. What's kitchen work? So we assume that's milisha ve'elach. All the earliers, kotzer, dosh, ma'amer, and borer, according to this, that would be aser, and you'd have to do a shinui, according to this daya. So that's what the Ritva says. He gives a svara for why the earlier malachas are not allowed, because those are called malachas shebisade, and not malachas shebi in the kitchen. And then he says, at the end, im ladas ha-ga'onim v'haram bamzal midirabanan. So he says, borer is asur ayantif, according to Yerushalmi, it's daraisa, according to the Rambam, it's darabanan. So he has that in to note that the Rambam doesn't really fit to our Gemara, so you must hold that the Bavli is, maybe the Bavli argues. Okay, so that's a source for a daraisa limit of ochel nefesh, and maybe to give a svara for it. Tni chizkiyo palig, chizkiya holds a different source. Ach hu levado. There are three lashonos of mi'ut in this pasuk, right? In the heter of ochel nefesh, there are three words of exclusionary. Ach asher ye ochel lechol nefesh, hu levado ye asa lachem. So these three exclude. Hare elu mi'utin, shalo yiksar, velo yitchon, velo yirakeid, biyantif. Excluding those three. The Mefarshim wonder, is it only those three? Are those three just examples? Like, why would those three dafka? Right? Borer would be good, but that's not included here. So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim on the page. Ach being an exclusionary word, I think we quoted in the past from Rabbi Kiva Eger. I never saw that. The Sharm HaSerna Balacha in Maseches Shavuos quotes this from Rabbi Kiva Eger. I looked for it inside. I didn't see it. And it doesn't sound like a Rabbi Kiva Eger thought, but it was quoted from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So that's what I'll quote it. He says that we know the Torah starts off with a Beis and ends with a Lamed. Bereishis and Le'eni Kol Yisrael. Beis and Lamed is Lev. Lev. Torah is Lev. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you go to before and after those letters, right? The Beis, you have Aleph beforehand and a Gimel after, and Lamed, you have a Kaf beforehand and a Mem after. So the two letters beforehand are Aleph and Kaf. That's Ach. That's an exclusionary, right? And two letters afterwards are Gimel and Mem, Gam. That's always an inclusion, Ach and Gam. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the last Mishnah in Melachah says, Echad Hamarbe, the Echad Hamamit. Whether you include, whether you exclude, Ubilchaj Yechavi Liba L'Shamayim. As long as the lave is in the middle, so that's what's Iker. Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachmana Liba Boy, as is quoted. Oh, so that's our Agada for the day, but that's Chizkiya. He learns from Ach. Weiter, we continue. Rebbe Zeira Rebbe Chiya Barashi B'Shem Rav, Hamishamer Chayev Mishem Borer, Hamishamer, somebody who strains wine, right? Strains wine. Carbonada, no saint shmarim litzluya. You put wine with the dregs into a strainer, and the wine drips through, and the dregs are caught in the strainer. So hamishamer chay mishem borer. Somebody who is straining is on Shabbos. That's borer. That's the malacha borer. You're separating, maybe even with a separating instrument. Amar Reb Zeira, lo mistavra dila mishem marakid. No, it doesn't. It's not borer. It's marakid. That's sifting. Right, it's not. I don't think it's borer. I think it's more like merakid sifting. Right, the way that this is formulated, this machlokas is also quoted different people with in Shabbos kuflam and cheslam and aleph. It's in the context of hasra, right? Mishumai masrinan be. That's the language of the Gemara in Shabbos on daf kuflam and ches. Kuflam and cheslam and aleph. Mishumai masrinan be. Rabba amar misham borer. Reb Zeira amar misham merakid. Right, it's Rav Zeira is the same over there and over here. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, we'll get back to Asra, but let's first read. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Treon Amrin, Bikadmesa, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi said, Bikadmesa, originally, Havin and Amrin, Yasam Rabbi Zeira. We thought Rabbi Zeira was right. We thought Rabbi Zeira was right, meaning it's Merakid. We thought Rabbi Zeira was right, it was Merakid. Why? Why is straining more like Merakid than Borer? Maha Merakid, we're going to flip the girsa. Soles milamatan, the kemach milamalan. Just like when you sift, you put all the flour on top, and the fine flour, the good stuff, falls through. It's thinner. and kemach, the coarse flour, is caught on top, milamalan, safa mishamer. So too, when you strain wine, the good stuff, the wine goes to the bottom. Hayayim milamato, nishmar milamalan. Right, so that's what we thought, that straining was more similar to sifting. V'lo avina amren klum. But really, we were not correct. V'lo avina amren klum. We were not correct, because really, the act of straining is really closer to bower. Where we see that, so we're going to have to see. I'm going to stop there in the Gemara. But again, let's get back to the Hasra element. So again, the formulation, like the Mainafgamina, whether it's Borer or whether it's Marakid. What you're doing is wrong is wrong. So what difference does it make? So it could be regarding Hasra. Could be regarding Hasra. What do you mean Hasra? The Pashup Shad of that Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam and Ches is that when you give Hasra, you have to mention which Malach it is. Right? What's the language? Mishumai Masrinan Bey. Right? Mishumai Masrinan Bey. Right? Tosfos says that's the Pashup Shad of this Gemara, but maybe not. Tosfos is earlier. Tosfos is in earlier. Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Right? The Gemara there on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis is wondering certain malachas. Is it Zoreya? Is it Noteya? Right? The Gemara there is wondering, you know, which malacha is it? So the Gemara says, so Tosfos there says, well, what difference does it make? What difference about categorization? Is Asar or is Asar? Says Tosfos. Ein lohochiach mikan. The Tzorach la'asar is atolah mishamav. Don't think from this Gemara that you have to mention which av malacha it is. It doesn't say here, like it says later on in Kuvlam and Ches, that you have to be masra mishum zoreya. Eladim hisra mishum zoreya dechayev. It just, the point is, if you mention zoreya, so then you're going to be chayev. But it doesn't, there's no proof. But says the Gemara, I, what about later on? It says it. Av Operesh Perik told in Mashma Tiksas Titzorkla Hasra Zatoldim Mishamav. There it sounds like you have to mention the Av Malacha, which Av is the Tolda included, because this is Mishamer Mishamah Masrinan Bey, Rabar Borb, Zeramar Meraki. So doesn't that Gemara say Beferish? You have to mention the Av Malacha when you give Hasra. The Gamze Yesh Litchos, maybe not. Tahachi Pirusho. Maybe that Gemara means Mishamai Masrinan Bey. It doesn't mean there's a positive requirement. It just means the other one is not going to work. Mishamai masrina beishi hechayev. Rabba amr mishum borer. Avalam hisrubo mishum marakeid. Putter. Right. It's worse to give the wrong hasra than no hasra, meaning no content. Kivan de masrina mishum davar sheina domilo. Husavar shu mal igbo u putter. You can read that Gemara not as saying that it's borer. It's like, it's borer and not the other one. Because if you said the other one, the person's going to be potter because he's going to think you're making a joke. You know, the person's about to do malacha A and he said, don't do malacha D. No, then it's going to be potter. Avalam hisher bo stam. But if you just said stam without saying any malacha, that also would work. Al tishamer chayev. So Tosfos says, Tosfos does not want to say that it is a chiyev to say which av malacha, even though that's the pashup shot of the Gemara. He says it is not. Dealing with Tosfos Rid, there's a short little Tosfos Rid on that Gemara, Kuflam and Chesam and Aleph, but it's unbelievable. There's so many chidushim in this little two-line Tosfos Rid. Tosfos says, Mishum Mai Masrinan Bey. Tosfos says, Pirish, Kivan da Havara Lachaleg Yatzas. One second. Havara Lachaleg Yatzas? There's Machlokas of Yossi and the Chachamim, whether when it says Havara, don't light fire. Why is that? Why does it go out of its way to teach us don't light fire? Either the Lav Yatzas, to teach me that if you light fire on Yantif, on Shabbos, it's only a lav, it's not a skila. Is it just to minimize havara, or is it to tell me the concept of chilik malachas? Lachalik yatzas. If I do five different malachas, I get five averis. Right? That's what lachalik yatzas is. So, says the Tosfos Rid, there's another nafgamina, tavara lachalik yatzas and lav yatzas, hasra'a. He says, since havara lachalik yatzas, if you hold that shita, kilu kasiv lava kol malachu malachadami. It's ki'ilu. There are 39 psukim in the Torah, and each malacha gets its own pasuk. V'havi li kemo lavin dechele v'dam shem chalukin zemizeh. And it's like two different averis. And they're tzorach lahasros, ala chele mishem chele, ala dam mishem dam. L'chako malachu malacha. Only because if you hold havara l'chalek yasas, it's ki'ilu. Everyone gets his own pasuk. This, by the way, answers Tosfos' kasha about the lav shebeklalos, because it could be, you know, chilik malachas on yantif also might be related to this. But if kozi ol dahavar lachalak yatzas is ki'ilu, every pasuk, every malacha has its own pasuk. And therefore, obviously, you have to warn with the right pasuk, with the right malacha, or else you, it's not going to work. So it's much more fundamental than the what Tosfos said before. There's a Rashi, Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf Amabez. The Minchas Chinuch loved this Rashi. Whenever he talks about Hasorah, he quotes this Rashi. Rashi says there, seems to say that you have to quote the Pasuk. You have to know Tanakh to be able to give proper Hasorah. You have to quote the Pasuk. Rashi's Lashon, he quotes about Lovaz Harte Milo Sisa, Vahamikra Zet, Sorokla Hasros Bo. Which Pasuk do you have to quote for Hasorah? Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf. So again, this Tosfos Rid is crucial for the sugya of Havar L'Chalak Yatzos L'Lav Yatzos. You might have thought that there aren't such nafgaminas, and how he interprets L'Chalak Yatzos, that it is ki'ilu every malacha umalacha. And number three, he seems to say you have to be masra mishama atolda mishamav. Right? Tosfos says don't take this Gemara so literally, and the Tosfos Rid says no, I take the Gemara literally, and this is what you have to do. So that's a huge discussion. But again, our Gemara, our Yerushalmi, does not have the lashon of mishamay masrinan bay. Right? That's how the Bavli formulates it. Here it just says mishum what, mishum what. So again, we leave it as what mishamer is a bora marake. So Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi say originally we thought the Reb Zeira was right because this is very similar to marake, the sifting, but what we said was wrong. It's going to be more like Borer. Hashem will continue with that next time.